The Pittsburgh Steelers faced a challenging loss against the Los Angeles Chargers, with a final score of 25-10. This game raised serious concerns over the team's consistency and the impact of injuries on their overall performance. According to Steelers Now, quarterback Aaron Rodgers noted, "We're 5-4. We're leading the division, but the team's record masks a troubling trend. They've lost 3 of their last 4 games." The Steelers' offense struggled significantly, moving the chains just twice on third down and failing to score a touchdown until late in the game when the outcome was already decided. Offensive performance has been a recurring issue, as highlighted by Behind the Steel Curtain, where Rodgers produced his worst game of the season, completing only 16 of 31 passes for 161 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. This performance was compounded by the team's ongoing difficulties on third downs, where they finished 2 of 11, a trend that has plagued them throughout the season. In contrast, the Chargers dominated the time of possession, holding the ball for over 37 minutes, while the Steelers had possession for only 22 minutes and 25 seconds, their lowest this season. Pittsburgh's defense, though it managed to sack Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert 5 times, could not force any turnovers, a critical aspect of their prior successes. TJ Watt remarked, "We can't continue to live and die by the turnovers as a defense." The defense has also been overworked, with players frequently on the field. They faced 69 plays from the Chargers, compared to the Steelers' 50. This fatigue appeared to take its toll, particularly in the second half, where the Chargers scored 10 points, continuing a worrying trend for the Steelers, who have allowed more fourth-quarter points than any other NFL team this season. The injury situation also complicates matters for the Steelers. Starting cornerback Darius Slay is currently in concussion protocol after suffering an injury in the second quarter while tackling Chargers running back Kamani Vidal. Coach Mike Tomlin confirmed that Slay left the game for evaluation and did not return, leaving the team to deal with additional injury challenges amid an already tough season. Meanwhile, inside linebacker Patrick Queen emphasized the team's need for improvement across the board, stating, "We have to figure out why the second half wasn't like the first half." As they prepare for upcoming division games, the Steelers must address both their offensive struggles and the impact of injuries if they hope to maintain their position in the AFC North as they fend off competition, particularly from the Baltimore Ravens, who have become serious contenders.